Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, these links between a child going hungry, a child in situations of poor nutrition and mental health issues, how has the link actually been made?
Well, I'd like to first clarify that that link wasn't made in the research that was cited. The research found that one in six children in Australia are going to bed hungry mm-hmm. or school. That research didn't link it with poor mental health, but I was asked to write an article about how it might impact on their mental health. And there is a research that's showing that malnutrition, which is either undernutrition, going to bed hungry, for instance, or overnutrition, as in getting diets that are high in fat and sugar and low nutritional value.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was talking about in the article was the brain is an organ like any other organ in the body, and it has requirements, high requirements for nutrients to function properly. And we know what happens when we don't have, when we have a severe deficiency in a nutrient, like you might get rickets from lack of vitamin D or mental retardation from lack of iodine. But there's not so much awareness of the continuum of effects that suboptimal levels of nutrients might have. And there's some suggestion from studies that they could manifest the psychological symptoms before you actually see signs of physical deficiency. So the studies that I talked about have shown this in various ways. For instance, a study that compared children who are undernourished in their younger years compared to other children from the same classrooms found that they had a much higher incidence of ADHD later on and also lower IQs. And that's a longitudinal study, but intervention trials have also shown that if you supplement children who are undernourished or have poor nutritional levels with nutrients, that can actually significantly reduce aggressive behaviour, improve IQ, improve mood, and so on.
And given that children are, you know, undergoing so much development at these ages, I imagine we would see a much greater sort of effect on children than we would see in adults that were suffering from a similar deficiency.
Yeah, I mean, we also do see it in adults. There are, for instance, studies in prisoners, well-controlled studies with adult prisoners, who giving them an omega-3 and multivitamin mineral supplement compared to placebo. This has been done in a prison in Holland and England, and found over 35% reduction in violent behaviours as observed by the prison. So it's all across the board. But certainly, yes, children aged 0 to 5 and then teenagers are going through particularly high growth spurt when they have high requirements for nutrients.
Now, you did kind of touch on it there, Natalie, in cases of the diet, not necessarily children just straight up not eating, but not eating diets that really meet these needs. They're eating diets that might be junk food, that might be high in saturated fats and not have these necessary nutrients. Is there a lack of awareness of these effects?
I think there is growing awareness of the effects on our physical health, and yes, certainly in Australia, most children or many children are not meeting requirements for fruit and vegetables and fish and so on, which have very important nutrients for physical and mental health. But I really don't think that people get the impact that this could have on people's mental health. We don't realise that when we're not focusing well, or we're tired, or we have mood swings, or even ADHD and mental disorders, that it could be associated with nutrients. And there is a growing body of research now that is showing links between healthy diet and better mental health, and conversely, unhealthy diet and poorer mental health. Mm-hmm. And my group here and another group with Associate Professor Felice Jack in Melbourne have just conducted two of the first randomised controlled trials to test the effect of a healthy diet on people with depression, with mental illness, and preliminary results are showing that there is a significant improvement in the adults who start having the healthy diet.
Well, without sort of striking fear into the hearts of a great deal of parents, is there a need for more of an educational campaign on the need for a varied diet, not just you know, what the kids should be eating, but this variation in what kids should be eating?
Absolutely. I think there is a role for schools, and a lot of schools have taken this on board by introducing gardens and kitchens and teaching children to cook, and have shown that this does influence children's liking of healthier foods, and they even ask for it at home. But there are guidelines around what we should be eating, and there's campaigns around getting 5 serves of veg and 3 serves of fruit a day and so on. the importance of fish and omega-3s, I think, has been increasing in recent years. So, yeah, I think that this is an important thing for schools and parents to take on board.
Well, Natalie, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one. Obviously, you know, as we say, kids going to bed hungry, going to school hungry, we know that it sort of doesn't really help with their concentration or their general health, but linking it to some of these mental issues and the way in which they develop, certainly an intriguing one indeed. Do appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.